listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are at the Trump Phenomenon. That's the name of the show, The Trump Phenomenon. And a felicitous name choice way back when we chose to name this show that. Back when Donald Trump was running for office, and yours truly was convinced he was, whether he was going to win or not, it was worth making a radio show out of it because it was such a phenomenon what he was doing. But I also felt he was going to win. So here we are at the Trump Phenomenon. You're invited to participate, as you have for these 3 years of this show, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My name is James Kelso. Today is February 17th, 2019. And as the engineer was just commenting to me, plenty. There's always plenty to report on. But Sunday's a nice day because we have 2 hours in which to report on it. And we've got an extra day's worth of news cycle, or as we should say, fake news cycle, about which to report. So I look forward to some of you calling in. I'm always hoping for new people who've never spoken on this show. I'd love for you folks to call in. And I love our regulars, too. Well, let's see. Where should we open up today? The thing that's impressed me today the most was an appearance by Rush Limbaugh on the Chris Wallace show on Fox. The engineer is funning with me here. He just sent me a humorous graphic about this guy who's alleging that some nasty white guys raped him or beat him up or something like this. And it looks like it's another one of these fake hate crimes, which are so common. You know, you look in the eyes of these people that dream up these fake hate crimes, and you're going, what is going on in their mind? what are they thinking as they desecrate their own graveyard? Or some of them have cut themselves. They've actually cut themselves pretend to be beaten up, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, funny picture in that. Set by the engineer. But the story that impressed me this morning was Rush Limbaugh on the Chris Wallace Fox show. And Rush Limbaugh, I'll tell you what, Chris Wallace very uncharacteristically did not dare interrupt Rush Limbaugh. And I think these people it's a recognition that Rush Limbaugh has a big audience. And a very loyal audience. Millions. I think it's the largest in the world. But here was what I liked about what Rush Limbaugh said is that he had a very outstanding grasp of the big picture. And what Limbaugh did repeatedly to this dweeb, Chris Wallace, is he brought him back to the big picture. Wallace was using the left-wing fake news technique of minutia. And that's exactly what Limbaugh called it, minutiae. You're messing around with the minutiae here. You're missing the big picture. Well, that's intentional on the part of Chris Wallace, and it was intentional on the part of one of his guests, Bob Woodward. Talk about a dope Bob Woodward, who was at one time was considered a god by the fake news media. I guess he still is. But Bob Woodward's star has really declined, and it's really going into the toilet now, because Mr. Bob Woodward, Mr. Investigator, Mr. I'm going to smoke out the truth. I'll go wherever the facts take me. He was here. I'm getting an enthusiastic call here from a listener. Hi, I'm on the air right now. Yeah, hey, I'm on the air right now. I'll call you right after my show. Can I do that? And does Saturday sound good to you? Okay, let's do it. Let's call it noon. All right, I'll call you back to give you more details. Thanks. Okay, this is live radio. This is live radio. That wasn't a dentist appointment. It did have something to do with this show, very importantly. That was a meeting I was setting up actually with Warren Buffett, my cousin Warren Buffett, my sixth cousin. I was asking him for major funding for this show, you know, with at least seven figures. And so we're going to talk about that. No, I'm kidding. He is my cousin. So it was half true. He is my cousin. And if you want to help out the show, by the way, I'll tell you how you can help out the show. Mail your contribution to James Kelso. That's me. P.O. Box 9. Can't get simpler than that. East Grand Forks. Three words. East Grand Forks. Minnesota, MN. 56721. Send that contribution now. Operators are standing by to accept your donation. Anyway, what Limbaugh did, Woodward's declining star. Well, Woodward is now in the middle of the greatest investigative bonanza in the history of America. The greatest scandal, the greatest cover-up, the greatest opportunity for an actual journalist, an actual investigative reporter, which Bob Woodward is now demonstrating he is not and has never been and never will be. Because he is a raton. Bob Woodward is a raton, as the as our Italian brothers say. And he doesn't want to he wants to not look under the rocks. He wants to not follow the leads. He wants to he's a cover-up artist. He's a con man. He always has been. So he's missing all the scoops intentionally. So Limbaugh's on there, and he listened to Woodward before Limbaugh went on. And Woodward had to remain silent. And he didn't dare. By the way, interestingly, Woodward did not speak up or interrupt Limbaugh at all, because Woodward didn't dare. And Limbaugh made the point. And now let me get to why I feel good about what Limbaugh said. And it echoes something I've been saying on this show. Or maybe I echo what he's been saying. Who's the big fish here, Kelso or Limbaugh? hard to answer that one, huh? But I did realize all these things on my own, and this show can be proud of that. Boy, did we get it right on so many things as early as anybody. What Limbaugh said is, look, forget about these minutiae. Who is a state of emergency allowed in this case under this statute? What is the history of declarations of national emergency? Where do most of the drugs come in? Do they come in through ports of entry, or do they come in between the ports of entry? Limbaugh said, to hell with that. To hell with that. Now, he doesn't say it as dramatically as we do here on this show. And we have a little more freedom to do that sort of thing here. He said, look, this is a disaster. This is a national emergency. Everything is at stake. Everything is at risk. Hundreds of thousands of people are dying of fentanyl, dying of heroin, dying of sex trafficking, being raped, being put into slavery. Our children, our next generation is being wrecked. That's not an emergency. And Limbaugh said, what's great about Donald Trump is that he's got the balls. Again, more colorful language than Limbaugh is allowed to use, but that's okay. He's got to meet a higher standard with the FCC and all that sort of stuff. He's got the balls to be the first guy to stand up and say, I'm going to do something about it, damn it. Now, if he doesn't, that's the emboldening, the encouraging, the motivating, the mobilizing thing. So when these ratones like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and all these scurrying little rats in black robes in the Ninth Circuit, when they start to go after Donald Trump is going to have what with him? The people. And by the way, I'll go to his tweets in a moment. He notices in his tweets, his late, most recent tweets, his popularity is at an all-time high. The people are getting it. They're not bailing out on Donald Trump. Ann Coulter, you made a mistake. And she said some really mistaken things in the last week. And she's got to watch it because she's such a master of sarcasm or a deliverer of sarcasm that when it gets thick enough, you don't know whether she's being sarcastic or she means something. So, for instance, she made the comment, I'm never going to write every column I write now for the rest of my life is going to be anti-Trump. She actually said that. Well, watch what you say. Watch what you say. Because Ann Coulter is going to be back on board the Trump train here by the end of the week. And you can't jump on and jump off and jump on and jump off and preserve your, well, I mean, people are going to go, well, you know, what should I listen to and what should I not? Limbaugh's on the Trump train. And he's staying on it. And the reason is Donald Trump is fighting for us. And if he gets worked over by the left or the media, this is the point I was making in our Friday show, is that the nonstop 360-degree assault on Donald Trump is going to lead to some casualties. It's going to lead to some mistakes. But what's beautiful about, here's what he has done beautifully with his declaration of emergency and his decision to simply start building wall, is that he has framed the 2020 election as pro-wall is pro-Trump, anti-wall is anti-Trump, open border is pro-Democrat, secure border is Donald Trump. That is the way the election, that is one important solid plank of the election that has to be framed that way. And Donald Trump did that this week. The specifics of whether he's going to build 50 miles of wall or 500 miles of wall, or whether the wall is going to begin next week or it's going to drag out and not be, that's immaterial. This problem, this open border, has been going on for half a century. So what happens in the next couple of months vis-a-vis the building or the invasion is not going to amount to that much in that perspective. So Donald Trump, what is important now, get this, the first Democrat debates of the 2020 election are only, I think, 3 months away. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to have their first debates among 20 or so Democrat candidates in 3 months. So we're in the 2020 presidential campaign right now. We're there. You've got goofballs like this former governor Weld of Massachusetts announcing he thinks he'll run against Donald Trump. He'll try to primary Donald Trump. It's already begun, folks. So Donald Trump, now, by the way, when he won in 2016, I was, like probably many Trump supporters, thinking, well, winning 2016 makes 2020 just a walk in the park. It'll be easy. With all the chance he's going to have to do so many great things for 4 years, he will be overwhelmingly reelected in 2020. Well, I didn't realize how bad the deep state was. I didn't realize how far south we actually were. Neither did Donald Trump. It's not going to be a walk in the park. It's not going to be an easy reelection in 2020. Donald Trump, once again, is going to be fighting for his life and ours. He's got to win in 2020. That's paramount. And Donald Trump is a focused, brilliant engineer of things and people. He sets good targets. So he is focused on winning in 2020. And then we'll come to other issues, where other great planks that he's establishing. This week, he did a great job of doing it. Donald Trump staked out beautifully that the pro-Trump stance is anti-global warming. And the pro-Democrat stance is the Green New Deal. Beautiful! We win on that one. So that's two huge issues on which we win. Patriots, that is, win. And he's staking out other issues. Crime. Pro-crime is pro-Democrat. Pro, you know, Black Lives Matter, that's Democrat. Blue Lives Matter, that's Donald Trump. Supporting our police, our law enforcement, our border patrol, our military, that's Donald Trump. Beautiful! We win on that one. Bada bing, as they say in New Jersey. Bada bing, we win. Bada bang, bada boom. Or three strikes and you're out, Democrats. And he's got other issues on which he is going to win. Here's another one he's winning on. His tax reduction. Wow. That's already a winning issue. This dope, the governor of New York, Cuomo, he actually had to get on the microphone on television and say, you know what? People, rich people are leaving New York by the busload. By the private plane load. Why? Because Donald Trump changed the tax code so that people from California and New York, really rich people, can't deduct their huge state income taxes from their federal income tax. That's what they've been doing. I don't know who got that started. Was it a Bush-type person or was it an Obama-type person that got that stupid law going? What that enabled, you may be better, more expert on this than I am, even. But in California and New York, it means that the people like Governor Dingleberry in California and in New York, they can raise your income taxes to god-awful levels, like 8% in New York and 12% in New York City. And then you get to write that off against your federal income tax. Meaning what? That those of us from places like North Dakota, which have very low or no income taxes, we, in our federal income taxes, are subsidizing the tax break for wealthy Democrats in California and New York. Now, this is so profound a change in their taxes that these people are actually, this Cuomo admitted it today, they're leaving New York. They're leaving California, coming to places like North Dakota, so they don't get so completely fleeced by the high tax states. Anyway, so that's another front. So Donald Trump, again, keep your fair and lower taxes, or go back to humongous and totally unfair taxes. That's the Democrat position. The fair taxes and lower taxes are Republican. A fourth winning plank going into 2020. So Donald Trump is laying these down one by one. The angel moms. Go back to the crime thing. This is, we'll talk about the angel moms. Let's go down in the mine. We'll be right back.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is,
hey, we're back, folks.
Hitting roadblocks on a highway.
And we've been using the Jimmy way. Dean song, written by Jimmy Dean in collaboration with Roy Acuff, released in 1961, immediately shot to number one. Kind of like Donald Trump. Bingo! Right out of the gate, it was number one. And but the week before that, Columbia was considering cutting Jimmy Dean from his contract. He hadn't had a hit in years. They were going to drop him. And he was on the plane from New York to Nashville. He needed a fourth song for a recording session. So he came up with the idea of Big Bad John, just out of the blue. And there you go. And the rest is history. But the you know, there's something in that, the fit to Big Bad Donald John is so perfect. Especially the part where he says, the lyric says, he's a giant of a man. He just stood there alone. And to save all the miners, to save us down in the mine. Guy who sacrifices himself to save us, risks himself to save us. That's Donald Trump, folks. And I like the description of the mine. A man-made hell. Miner cried, "There's a light up above." Of course, that light up above is a. And let's go back to Rush Limbaugh. This is the big fact about Donald Trump, and Ann Coulter has missed it. She's getting caught up in the minutia. Oh, this law, that law. There's a clause in here. This is really stupid over here. Intellectualizing the whole thing. Donald Trump's achievement is he was elected president of the United States. Not that he's a columnist who knows more than everybody else, who's a smarty pants, who can be holier than thou and better than thou, talking, which is what a columnist or a radio host like me, that's all we do. We're jabbermouths. It's a very different thing to actually lead. We're not leaders. We're commentators. And it's real easy to get full of yourself and think, well, I know, I could do that better than you, big bad Donald Trump. I'm big bad Ann. Wrong. Wrong. We who've never been elected to dog catcher. We're a dime a dozen. So being holier than thou and knowing more than I could have done this better than you. You've got a bad advisor. I don't like this guy. Here's another guy around you. I don't like. No, come on. He is the president of the United States, and the mountain of things that he has accomplished surpasses everything that every president we've ever had has ever done that was good for us. And now let's go to the present moment. This is where Rush Limbaugh gets it right. He's getting the big picture, which is that Donald Trump is making it plain to the American people, I want America secure, safe. I want our country at peace. He's making that point over and over again. He can't deliver it. Signed, sealed, delivered. You know, he can't do that. And requiring that he do that and then throwing him to the wolves if he doesn't, that's silly. Doesn't reflect, you know, grasp of the reality of the situation. He's mobilizing the American people to want to have secure borders, to believe that we can have secure borders, to believe that we can make America great again. That concept alone, put into flesh by being elected as president of the United States, this is a priceless accomplishment. We did not believe that we could make America great again before Donald Trump convinced us we could. We did not believe that. When Ann Coulter wrote, Adios, America, she did not believe America was going to be great again. She was kissing it goodbye with good logic, brilliant logic. That's the problem of, I'll include myself here, I'll be so generous to myself, brilliant people. They outsmart themselves. They're know-it-alls. Donald Trump is a man of action who gets things done. And who also risks himself. Smarty pants intellectuals don't take any risk at all. So but anyway, Rush Limbaugh gets it. And he was what I really liked in this show today with Chris Wallace. He was clobbering. Limbaugh was pasting Chris Wallace. He was also pasting, what's his face? Bob Woodward. Making a monkey out of Bob Woodward. And Limbaugh was getting to the point, we've got drugs pouring across the border. We've got hundreds of thousands of people dying, people being raped. Our country's being destroyed. To hell with the niceties, this clause, that clause. And when it comes up in a court and some piece of crap judge issues yet another injunction, Donald Trump's just going to bulldozer through it with the American people who are going to support him. We'll come back and talk about that and get your calls right after the break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it.
If you want to get it, you got a hump and get it. Let's hump and get it, folks. And this is our place to do our thing. America, that's the land of our ancestors. And Europe, the land of our ancestors. Canada, Australia, Argentina. Lands of our ancestors, countries that we built. No, slaves did not build our countries. Sadly, some of us, a minority of wealthy individuals, were dumb enough to go along with the worldwide phenomenon of slavery, which was universal around the world at the time, and not current in Europe. Europe had managed to shake off slavery, but some dumbass sit standing there looking at the fields, the empty fields all around him in Virginia, said, you know what? If I could get some cheap labor across the border, if I could get some cheap labor in here, I could make some real money. Kind of like what we got now, isn't it? Kind of what the Koch brothers are all about. We could get some cheap labor up here to work on the plantation. Then I can, instead of just having $20 billion, I could have $40 billion. You know, the biggest problem these super wealthy dopes have, of course, is when they get up in their years, like people like me and Donald Trump, what are you going to do with the money now? Whose life are you going to wreck by giving them $20 billion? You know, what do you do? And they end up endowing, you know, well, like Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, they end up shipping the money over to Africa to increase the birth rate in Africa. Oh, brilliant, Bill Gates. That's the kind of mind that's what I said about smart people. They outsmart themselves. Mr. Know-it-all, smarty pants, Bill Gates, you know, he's got the genius IQ. We can't figure out that taking billions of dollars out of your customers in the U.S., we're the only people that pay for Microsoft crap, and then shipping it to Africa to increase the fertility rate, decrease the mortality rate, and subsidize life in Africa is not smart. You're reducing the fertility rate in America and increasing the mortality rate. Look at the suicide rate among white males. Skyrocketing. They're being discouraged by people like Bill Gates and my cousin Warren Buffett. Thank you, Warren. All right, let's go. Let me look at the caller board here. Let me just see what's going on there. But I'll tell you what I like today, and I guess that's what I'm going to be talking about. I love what Rush Limbaugh did to Chris Wallace and Bob Woodward. Let me see if I can get some of that audio for you. Let me see if I've got some of it.
He is the most listened to talk show host in America, who this week said the budget deal Congress handed the president was an outrage by both parties. Rush Limbaugh joins us live from his EIB studio in Florida. Rush, welcome back to Fox News Sunday. We're delighted to have you for your annual visit.
Yeah, and it's great to be back, Chris. Thank you very much for having me, as always.
All right. So I know that you are a constitutional conservative and originalist.
Now, Chris Wallace, now, you know, they get past the handshake there, you know. Chris Wallace hates Rush Limbaugh, and he goes after him, digging into him, trying to, you know, take shots at Limbaugh. Limbaugh gives better than he gets, boy. He dishes it back to this worm, Chris Wallace. Let's see. Let's go forward here a little bit into this. I hope I'll miss some gems, but here, let's see.
Optin is destroying future generations of the country.
Okay, here he goes.
That alone would suggest that this has gone on way too long and needs to stop it. The argument about where drugs come into the country, can anybody deny that they're coming in and it needs to be stopped and it's destroying future generations of the country? We're so caught up in the game of how Washington debates issues. Is this a fact? Is that not a fact? It is undeniable that we have a major immigration problem and a political party that needs a permanent underclass of voters that wants that parade of illegal people who are uneducated, don't even speak the language they
want. Now, notice Chris Wallace trying to interrupt him right there. Did you hear that? Chris Wallace strategically, Limbaugh's driving the point home right there, boy. You can hear that sledgehammer hitting that anvil right there. Bang, big bad Rush Limbaugh is making the point. Chris Wallace, this is what these pieces of garbage do. When one of us starts to make a point, they interrupt.
Want them here.
All right. I have this agreement that I can interrupt you so I can keep things moving.
There you go. He even admits it. We have this agreement that I can interrupt you so we can keep things going. You piece of garbage, Chris Wallace. You're not trying to keep things going. You're a smug face. I can't wait till you're not on TV anymore. I don't have to look at this.
Because as Donald Trump said, you can go for 3 hours. All right. But I want to ask you about the game that you say we play in Washington.
The game that you say we play in Washington. Oh, really? That you say we play in Washington. No, Chris Wallace, it's a game that you and your father, Mike Wallace, have been playing for half a century.
It is that when President Obama took executive actions, you were outraged. And as you would expect, I've got a couple of examples of Rush Limbaugh.
Now notice, he's going to bring him up on the screen. He's got his staff of people who are, they've got, this is all prepared for Limbaugh. They come prepared. So we're going to try to make Limbaugh look like a hypocrite. We're going to trip him up. Okay. And it's all bad facts. It's all lying. It's all deception. But notice, that's what they do. This is what they do. But Limbaugh, as I said, Limbaugh fends this, blows off, and delivers a crashing blow with a huge right hand to this piece of garbage, Wallace.
Over the years, let's put him on the screen. In June of 2012, when President Obama deferred action against the Dreamers.
Neener, neener, neener. Look at my quote on the screen. Neener, neener, neener. And by the way, also, what Wallace does, one of the ways of interrupting a patriot is to filibuster. Just keep talking. Just keep talking. Talk right over Limbaugh. Limbaugh's a great man. He's done great things and has moved many millions of people. Who is Chris Wallace? This dweeb. He couldn't write or talk his way out of a wet paper bag. And he's never investigated anything. Okay, let's go. Look at this. Minutes. He has minutes of this. Now let's see if we can get Limbaugh coming back.
More and more powers. Yes, you're going to get some things, executive powers from one president you like, but you're going to get things, executive powers from another president that you don't like.
Neener, neener, neener.
You may look at it that way. I don't. I look at it right and wrong. And what Obama was doing.
I look at it right and wrong. So clear. He gets it. And these SOBs in Washington, the media, they, right or wrong, they don't give a rat's ass about right or wrong. They don't have a morality. They do not have a moral compass. They are evil people, corrupt people.
Was furthering this existing problem in a, he was politicizing this, using whatever executive powers he wanted to use. Yes.
Okay, let's skip forward here. I'm going to miss the gems because there are points in here where Limbaugh just calls out Wallace. I'm going to jump ahead here.
People in the media, Chris, really thought that I was telling Trump what to do and when. They'd be calling me. They'd be asking me about it. They'd want to get down to the dirty details.
Thinking about how many other cabinet officials.
Now let's go forward.
Rosenstein says, to the degree he ever discussed it, it was sarcastic. Why do you call what was going on inside the FBI a silent coup?
There we go. Chris Wallace. Why? Neener, neener, why do you call what was going on inside the FBI? Now we've shifted over to the coup d'etat of Rod, the rat, Rodenstein, and Andy McCabe, and James Comey, and let's put Robert Mueller in there too, because Robert Mueller is part of the team. And this is, here's one of the great things Limbaugh does in this interview and appearance. And he's only able to get on the air because his audience is so big. Chris Wallace doesn't want to have Rush Limbaugh on this on the air. Chris Wallace is a deep stater who's embedded in Fox, just like Geraldo Rivera, just like Shep Smith. These are deep staters, enemies of our people, embedded in Fox. And guys like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, and Jeanine Pirro, Mark Levin, and they are battling for the voice inside of Fox. But now, why do you call this a silent coup d'etat? Rush, how can you say that?
Because these people are unelected. They took it upon themselves to overthrow the election results of 2016.
Yeah, and they're not just overthrowing the election results. They're overthrowing our government. They're not just overthrowing some results. This is treason. It's sedition. These are traitors overthrowing a coup d'etat to take out a president of the United States. This is treason. They should be tried for no charge less than treason.
ignoring the potential real collusion and conspiracy between Democrats and Russians to...
Now, and this is all... And, no, Rush, I love him. He's being too nice, of course. And he can't scream on this interview the way I can. But I can tell you that if he were listening to us right now, he'd be going, here, Kelso. Absolutely. This is not a potential collusion. This is caught with her panties down around her ankles, bent over, Hillary Clinton committing treason, committing felony after felony, breaking every law in the books egregiously, and never even being investigated, never being charged, never being indicted, skating. We have a dual standard. We have, as in a moment of clarity, Governor Mike Huckabee said it very good. We are living in a third world dictatorship. The justice system in this country is a third world dictatorship. And let's see what newly sworn in Attorney General William Barr does with this. Is he going to clear out the Augean stables, the filth inside of the FBI and the Justice Department? Is he going to frog march these traitors out the front door onto Pennsylvania Avenue, where they can be loaded into black buses and hauled off to Sing Sing or Florence? That's where they need to spend the rest of their lives, in the Florence maximum security prison. You ever seen that thing? That's where they belong. Let's go back to Rush.
Undermine the Trump candidacy and the Trump presidency. The Mueller investigation, I believe, is a cover-up of...
Beautiful! The Mueller investigation is a cover-up. Wallace is crapping his pants right now because Limbaugh is getting these gems of truth, these pearls, out to the public. Perfectly. Limbaugh's nailed it. The Mueller investigation is, in fact, a cover-up. Very counterintuitive. The public is easily fooled on this. The guy who's investigating is covering up. Doesn't strike you right off immediately, but that's exactly what it is. Mueller is covering up whose crimes? His crimes. These left-wingers say, whose streets? Our streets. Whose streets? Our streets. Whose crimes? Mueller's crimes. Whose crimes? Your crimes, Bob Mueller. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, all of you. If William Barr doesn't frog march these people off the seventh floor of the FBI building, then he is also part of this garbage. He better straighten out the Justice Department and the FBI, because Mike Huckabee is right. We do not have a justice system in America. Forget about your local, you know, your local little judge. Yeah, he's a good guy and everything. But the justice system, the fish rots from the head, and the head is rotten. The top of our justice system, the top of the FBI, the top of the Justice Department itself, totally rotten. Okay, here he said, it's a cover-up.
All of that, it's to distract everybody's attention.
To distract everybody's attention. I love you, Rush. He's saying that to millions of people.
You know, again, the Washington game, we're losing sight of what happened here. People unelected simply because they don't like a guy's hairstyle or like where he came from, decided the American people's decision.
Now, he's being too funny there. It's not because they didn't like his hairstyle or where he came from. They hate him because he's a patriot. They took over our country. They do not want a patriot to take it back. So it's okay. I forgive Rush for being funny and so on. It's part of the business. But it kind of deflects some of the anger that the American people need to feel. Anger. The reason I use strong language on this show is because that's what's needed. Anger is needed. Fury is needed. And when people are furious, they don't talk in polite social terminology. You need strong language to convey fury. So words like SOB make sense.
Was invalid and began a systematic process to get him thrown out of office. This is a silent coup. These guys, if you ask me, ought to be the ones in jail. They ought to be the ones under investigation. What they have done working with agents from the Obama intelligence agencies is simply...
That's John Brennan and James Clapper, agents within the Obama intelligence agency. And notice that Clapper and Brennan, clowns like Chris Wallace, they can't have John Brennan and James Clapper on their shows enough. And they never interrupt those guys.
Unprecedented. This is one of the greatest political hoaxes that has ever been perpetrated on the people of this country, certainly in a couple of generations.
Federal prosecutors, speaking of people in jail, federal prosecutors have recommended that Paul Manafort.
Now, notice what Chris Wallace does there. This guy is an expert liar. He's an expert deceiver. He's a snake. He's a raton. Did you see him change the subject there? I'll come back. I'll come right back to this. Right after this break. Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here on the Trump Phenomenon and just conversing with the engineer here during the break, and he was having a great thought, which I'll share with you now. And It's the thought I was on earlier, which is that we really, and this is something Limbaugh is crediting Donald Trump with doing, fighting. And it's not, you know, don't worry about the minutia. But I look forward to the day where, like, notice it, Rush Limbaugh is being very polite. And all of us white folks, and you know, the best of everybody else, are trained by mom at the dinner table to be polite. Not to insult people, not to call people names. That's fine for us. If in a civilized context, all of mom's training is good. But it's the wrong training in the battle that we're in. Imagine an even more extreme circumstance, a battle, a hot battle, a firefight in a war, where if you don't kill that other guy, he is going to kill you. You're in one plane and he's in another plane and you're coming right at each other. Nose to nose. He's got a big cannon in the nose of his plane and you've got a big cannon in yours. He wants you dead and you want him. You better want him dead and you better be willing to pull that trigger. Because if you don't, you die. It's as simple as that. There's no room for, oh, may I introduce myself? Could you wag your wings to let me know whether you're friendly or not? I don't want to kill you. Maybe you're the wrong guy. No, you pull the trigger. You fire. You empty your clip. That's war. Well, guess what? We're in a war. And the weapon we have is words. And so I'm looking forward to the day. Now, let me give you an example here. Chris Wallace and these the left, see, they go out there, they call Donald Trump F-bombs. They're vile, they're vulgar, they're loud. They're violent. We don't need to be violent. We'll let them do that. We'll defend ourselves. We'll let them be the violators of people. But that's natural to them. But we do need to be strong with our words. So I'm looking forward to the day, folks, when Chris Wallace... Now, notice he just changed the subject. Rush Limbaugh just hit the ball like Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig. He just kissed that ball over the center field fence when he said that Mueller is a distraction, that Mueller is engaged in a cover-up. Those are huge statements from Limbaugh. So what does this dweeb, what does this mouse Chris Wallace come back with? Paul Manafort! Who gives a rat's ass about Paul Manafort? What's he doing? The strategy there, change the subject. And he goes, you know, he goes on and on. You know, now he's going to, now here's what I'm looking forward to. Now Limbaugh, because he was trained well by mama at the table, he is polite and listens to the question and then answers that question and goes off his own subject. I'm going to tell you what I hope Limbaugh and all the rest of us do right after this break. You won't want to miss it.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.